To Queensland now, where one of the state's most senior Catholic bishops is leaving his congregation. But Bishop Bill Morris from the Toowoomba Diocese says the church has denied him natural justice in its investigation into what the Vatican called his rebellious ideas. As Deborah Nuland reports, some parishioners are now organising a candlelit vigil to express their disappointment with the Vatican's decision.
Bishop Bill Morris has served the Diocese of Toowoomba for the past 18 years. Pope Benedict now says it would be better led by a new bishop. Father Peter Dorfield is the Vicar General of the Diocese.
This was a matter of great pain to him and for us, of course, it's been a matter of great shock and concern.
Bishop Morris has been investigated by the Vatican for comments regarding the ordination of women and married men made about 5 years ago. In a goodbye letter to parishioners distributed through mass newsletters, he says his position as bishop is untenable and he's not been able to defend or advocate on his own behalf. He says the church has denied him natural justice. He says his comments have been misinterpreted. Former Catholic priest Peter Kennedy was forced to leave St Mary's Church in Brisbane over the same issue 2 years ago. He spoke to ABC local radio this morning.
It was John Paul II who said that the actual ordination of women could never be discussed even. See, and it was interesting, he was beatified yesterday, or beatified. The absolute authority of the Vatican, that which is held over bishops. And you've got to remember that bishops, when they become bishops, they promise obedience of mind and will to the Holy Father.
John Ehlich is the chairman of Toowoomba's Diocese Pastoral Council. He's helping to organise a prayer vigil tomorrow in support of Bishop Morris outside his residence before a short march to the cathedral.
We don't want to reverse the decision. We're not. It's not a protest. It's simply a statement, a clear indication of support for Bishop Bill and of our disappointment in the decision that's been made. We don't believe Bishop Bill Morris has had natural justice shown to him. We don't believe the process is right, and we're disappointed in the decision that has been announced.
Regina Ryan is a member of the congregation at St Patrick's Cathedral in Toowoomba.
There was a level of silence that you usually only get in very special moments of prayer. Kind of, it was, you know, apart from a cough from one little child making noise, it was the kind of Anzac Day dawn service silence that you hear. You know, it was really quiet.
She's also writing her PhD at the University of Southern Queensland on the shortage of priests.
As a parishioner, that I share the shock and dismay and concern of my fellow parishioners. I also have great confidence that we as a community can give support and love to our present Bishop William Morris, but also show welcome and support to whomever is sent to replace him, because that person has nothing to do with this decision. And certainly as a researcher, I can see that this event will end up becoming more important to, you know, discussions that I have during the remainder of my fieldwork with parishioners throughout this diocese.
The World Today requested an interview with Bishop Bill Morris, but he declined, preferring to wait for an official statement from the Vatican advising him the diocese needs new leadership. That's expected sometime tonight.
Deborah Nuland reporting.